Now, interiorization into universes and interiorization into heads. Your preclear, you see, might be interiorized into a universe, interiorized into a bank, and then incidentally connected up and looking with a head. See, you might have several classes. You don't have to worry about this, though, because you've got opening procedure of 8C. Some other thing I was going to mention to you there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's an old saw that Scientologists are the hardest ones to process. This is true. This is true. With one exception. Mystics. You're mystic. He's a kind of a rough boy. Well, although 8D is not the finest process in the world, it's a fairly useful process and definitely belongs in there. It is not mentioned in intensive procedure because it really doesn't have a belong in intensive procedure as such. But if you were to strike a mystic and he kept on figure, and you said to him, all right, now let's see if you can spot a spot in this room. And he figure. And you run him an hour or so on opening procedure of 8C, and he goes home, and he comes back the next session, and he's all spun in with figure. I've broken the back of some of these cases by running 8D on mystery. Where would mysteries be safe? Where would mysteries find them safe? Just a little point here. Where would mysteries be safe? And boy, they're safe everywhere. What mysticism is just strewn with is the total security of some of the secrets and mysteries and wisdoms. Oh, you talk about... Where is this library where all this material is? Well, it's everywhere, and it's indestructible, and nobody could ever do anything to it, and it tells all there is to know, but of course you couldn't go anyplace or do anything unless you did something about it, but you can't do anything, you know. Now, they've tried to change themselves by practices which didn't work, and therefore mysteries have really gotten safe. See? So although you see in a book which I'm right now compiling, called The Great Teachers of Mankind, although you see an awful lot of material in there from various ages and times, it's not recommended material or practices because it's booby-trapped every single 5 feet of it with mystery. Ooh, the tremendous mystery that obfuscates the mystery that obfuscates the mystery. The mystery within the mystery within the mystery that is inside the greatest mystery of all. So don't take that material seriously. It's historically useful. It's interesting. It's bric-a-brac. Just tells what man knew. It's astonishing that he knew so much and could still be so stupid. That's what's astonishing. But you have to know what he should know before you could know what he did know. So don't worry too much about that. And if you get some preclear, gets hold of this book, and he wants to dive in and yogify himself, why, you tell him, go ahead, little boy, it's all right. Pat him on the head and let him go, and so forth. And after he's been trying to stiffen his limbs with the ibis or something of the sort, or a long enough period of time, why, you can just run where mysteries would be safe on him and you'll have him out of it. It's a little panacea, which is a good thing for an auditor to know. Now, why is a Scientologist harder to process than anybody else, and what could you run on a Scientologist?